Proclamation number 4567 of 15th of February, 1949. Serious questions for the teachers who fight God's servants. You will be called to account if you harass my servants for their spiritual activity, for they have been commissioned by me, and if you attack them, you attack me. They only carry out their master's order, thus they are not responsible for what you accuse them of. That they tell you the truth to your face, which you do not want to hear and even less want to be conveyed to your fellow human beings. I demand an account of your actions and thoughts from you, who want to be recognized as proclaimers of truth in the world and yet dispute the pure truth which originates from me. Let yourselves be serious about the truth and first try to come into possession of it yourselves. Only then will you have the right to stand up for the truth and prevent carriers of misguided teachings from their activity. But if you have to be taught yourselves and try to make the bearers of truth harmless, if you persecute and attack them, your nature will be directed against me and you'll incur great guilt for which I will hold you responsible. Pay attention, if you act in good faith, to how things look in the world. Where do you find the spirit of love? Where do you find intimate connection with God, convinced faith and true neighborly love? Where do you find the working of the spirit, i.e., wisdom and clear knowledge in spiritual matters? How do you explain the great suffering in the world? How do you solve the great riddle of creation? What do you know about the nature of God, about His eternal plan of salvation? Who else but I myself can impart the knowledge of this to you through my Spirit? And where can you find a working of the Spirit? Answer these questions in all seriousness and then don't deny the connection with me to those who can enlighten you about it. With a grateful heart accept what I offer you from above in order to help you gain knowledge, and if you doubt then examine but don't reject it unchecked, for truly I say to you that I protect my servants and will not tolerate that spiritual knowledge conveyed from above is rendered ineffective by you by trying to prevent it from being passed on to fellow human beings and threatening and persecuting the bearers of my word. What you want to take from them I will give back to them, and obviously you shall recognize my working and my help. But if you want to serve me, if you want to fulfill my will, then first awaken your spirit to life through loving activity. Only then will you have the right to judge and proclaim yourselves as judges over those who spread false teachings or appear as false prophets. Only then will you yourselves know how to distinguish truth from error and be true servants to me on earth, but never ever condemn those who now confront you as bearers of truth in order to make my will known to you. Time is inexorably pressing towards its end, an aim has been set for you on this earth, and soon you will have reached the point in time when your opportunity of development on earth will come to an end. Let yourselves be enlightened about this. Don't live thoughtlessly into the day, reckoning with the fact that you still have much time left. Be aware of the great responsibility you bear for your own as well as for your fellow human beings' souls if you use the time right until the end, and imagine every day is the last. Then you will eagerly strive to increase your soul's maturity if you have the will for good, for me, and then you will never again be able to act and think as you do now, when you are still blind in spirit so that you don't want to accept the light which would break through your spiritual darkness. Take my warning and admonition seriously so that one day you will not feel bitter remorse when it is too late. Amen.